Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Michael. I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, when did we find hope? I came to AA via rehab at the age of 41. Certainly hadn't been my intention to be in rehab at the age of 41. You know, when I started drinking 13, I didn't think 28 good years and I'll be in rehab. But that was the best I could do. I could be in rehab at the age of 41 because I couldn't control my drinking. And, at the end I was a daily drunk and I drank, drove every day. And my behaviour was dishonest and selfish. And you know, if you drink like I drink, it's impossible to be honest. And if you drink like I drink, it's impossible to not be selfish. The world revolves around me. And when I came to AA, through that rehab, I learned what an alcoholic is. And then they explained that I can't control and enjoy my drinking at the same time. And I went, yeah, that's me. And I stopped drinking. And physically, I got well really quickly. You know, I lost weight. I was more productive at work. You know, there was no chance of me being caught drink driving. But emotionally, I was broken. I was just broken. I discovered that I had no skills to do life without drinking. You know, alcohol was the thing that lit up my life. It made me fit in. It made me feel like I fit in anyway. And I like to be a little bit drunk, and I can't do a little bit drunk. And what I discovered was that I don't suffer from this drinking problem because I'm not drinking anymore. What I suffer from is this living problem that alcohol fixes. I don't know how to live. I have some survival skills, but I certainly don't have any living skills. And there was great hope in that because whilst there was a drinking problem, I couldn't solve the drinking problem. The best I got was to be in rehab at 41. And when I discovered in AA that the problem is a living problem and that is solvable, it just isn't solvable by me. I can't do it by myself. And I came in to AA and there's people around me and they're living their lives sober and they're happy. And I'm thinking, wow, this is doable. And probably the best thing about that is that I don't have to be the author of that. I don't have to, the instructions to how to do this are laid out for me. It's a set of instructions. I follow some instructions from people who have already done it. I follow their tail lights and I go, and if I do what I'm suggested to me, then the outcome will be completely different to what I think it will be. And I'm promised some stuff. And the things that I was promised were that I would get useful. And I didn't know that was what I was suffering from. I was suffering from a lack of usefulness. And my experience has been that, that relief and the hope that came with knowing that, coming to AA was almost a geographical for me. It was a chance to start again, start over. And I've learned a whole heap of life skills from others who are doing it. And my experience is that it works. So thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.